You might like him, but I don't know when I've seen such a bad kid. He should be grounded for life or something.
And you know what? She's talking about her friend's brother. Woo! Doesn't sound like there's a lot of love there. And I hope that isn't the way you treat your brothers and sisters. Hi, Uncle Charlie here. Thanks for joining me for Keys for Kids. Here are some good scriptures to go along with the story today. John 15, verses 12 and 17. Just two verses, but so good for brothers and sisters to listen to. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. These things I command you, that you love one another." Our story, brothers and sisters. "Go away, Chase," stormed Kayla as her little brother rode his bicycle through the chalk pictures that she and her friend Alicia were drawing on the sidewalk in front of their apartment. Chase laughed and zoomed down the street. "He's an awful pest, isn't he?" asked Alicia. Kayla nodded as she colored over the marks the tires had made. Alicia made a face. "I don't know when I've seen such a bad kid," she continued. "Probably never."
"Well, Chase isn't all that bad," replied Kayla.
"He is, too. He should be grounded for life or something," grumbled Alicia. Kayla quickly came to the defense of her brother. "Chase just likes to tease," she said. "He's a good kid most of the time." "Well, I can't stand him," Alicia replied. "Oh, look, here he comes. If he's going to bother us again, I'll..." She was interrupted when, crash! The front tire of Chase's bike caught in a piece of loose cement, and the bike flipped over on its side. Chase fell with it, his foot all tangled in the spokes. He started to cry.
"Serves him right," said Alicia.
"Cry, baby."
"Alicia," exclaimed Kayla, "Chase is hurt."
"Too bad." Alicia turned to go. "I'm leaving."
"Come on, Chase," said Kayla, and she helped her brother into the house as Alicia stormed off.
"Alicia's mean," Kayla fumed as Mom washed and bandaged Chase's scrapes.
"You often criticize Chase yourself," said Mom. "So I'm a bit surprised you stood up for him now."
Kayla shrugged.
"He's family. He's my brother," she said. "I love him."
"Good. I'm glad you defended him," said Mom. "But remember that you and Alicia are both Christians, so that makes her your sister in the Lord. You're both part of God's family."
"Does that mean I have to love and forgive her like I do Chase?" Kayla asked.
Mom smiled. "Well, it doesn't mean you have to listen to her criticize your brother," she said. "But it does mean you should be patient and forgive her like Jesus forgave you. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins."
"Well," Kayla hesitated. "I'll try," she decided. I guess I do love her, too."
"Well, how about you? Do you love all of God's family, your brothers and sisters in the Lord? The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus invites you to trust in him and let his perfect love and sacrifice cover all the wrong you have done. He also gave a command to love as he does. He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Do you do that? Are you willing to overlook differences of opinion? To forgive when you feel hurt? To simply love others the way Jesus loves you? 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." And our key thought, love all members of God's family. Hey kids, love your brothers and sisters and your parents for who they are, not necessarily for how they act. And do it because God says you should. Thanks so much for listening to Keys for Kids. Keep in mind we have a great website, so be sure to check it out with your parents' permission. KeysForKids.org. That's KeysForKids.org. Check it out soon.